Millions of bumper stickers can't be wrong. Parents love to boast when their kids do well in school. But in Tennessee, parental pride has run up against privacy protections, and the end result is permission slips. Nashville is where this story is playing out. Last month, an unusual law in the volunteer state put a hold on public honor roll postings in all of Nashville's schools. Joining us now on the phone from her office in Nashville is Diane Long. She covered this story for the Tennessean newspaper. Diane, thanks very much for being with us.
You're most welcome.
Tell us what happened.
I got word of it from a parent and immediately recognized this would be an issue that a lot of parents would be interested in. And it turns out that there is a provision in the state code. It is not in the education section, but rather in the records section, that requires parental permission for information concerning anything academic, whether it be good or bad. A parent brought the issue up to the legal counsel here in Metro. The legal counsel checked it out and sent an advisory, and all the honor rolls and the academic pep rallies and that sort of thing grinded to a halt.
Well, this seems like cutting off your nose to spite your face.
A lot of parents think that.
Yeah. Honor rolls, as I understand it, are back up, but you have to send a permission slip.
All the schools in Metro and probably across the state are in the process right now of sending out new permission slips with the academic clause.
I have a copy of one in my hand here. It's for students to be recognized in a positive public manner, permission must be given by a parent or guardian. Your signature below indicates permission for your child to be recognized publicly by the schools. Reasons for acknowledgement may include but are not limited to academic achievement, attendance, effort, behavior, conduct, citizenship, birthday, other accomplishments. So please return signed.
And, that's right. This is
gone back. But as I understand, have a lot of parents sent these back in, by the way?
They're just beginning to go out here in Metro. My sense is they are, but I don't have hard information on that yet.
Mm-hmm. But as I understand, the original limitations was not restricted to publishing the honor roll. Spelling bees?
Anything academic. That's all it says in the law, and it's very plain. Any information concerning academics, and so if you consider that winning a spelling bee is a demonstration of academic skill, then yes, it is covered by the law.
Has anybody considered that maybe there's, instead of sending out rafts of permission slips and endangering forests into the far distant future, maybe you just want to change the law?
There has been no talk of that as of yet. I don't know if it will reach that fever pitch, but right now they're just doing omnibus permission slips, as you read, where they cover every contingency they can think of.
And curiously, in all of this, obviously a lot of schools publicize the activities of their students in a positive way if they play basketball or football, but they don't get into trouble unless they publicize the honor roll.
That was exactly the reasoning behind the increasing trend of having academic pep rallies, that schools were sending in mixed messages by celebrating athletic accomplishments and not celebrating academic accomplishments. And then here, right when the movement was getting started, bam, they get hit with something. They're fixing it. It's interesting that the remedy to this is not nearly as complicated as one might think. It's simply to get a permission slip. But the amount of chatter and outrage and discussion, it has far exceeded that.
As far as you know, is this issue limited to Nashville, or does this apply elsewhere?
Oh, it's a statewide law. I do not know if this kind of law is on the books in other states, but every school in Tennessee is affected by this.
It doesn't need to be public school.
Well, that's an interesting question. I don't know that for a fact. I would assume the way the law reads that it would be public schools, but I don't know that for a fact.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks very much.
You're more than welcome.
Good story.
Bye-bye.
Diane Long covers education for the Tennessean, and she spoke with us on the phone from Nashville in Tennessee. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.